Shut up!
Sorry.
Enough, Baban. We got to get to the point here. Your balls smoke if you get a vasectomy.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Hold on, the phone's been ringing. Let's see if someone here has an answer for us.
Because I'm going to win $20 because I'm right.
All right. The topic today was the best money you ever spent. For $20 or less, all right?
The guy on Facebook said vasectomy.
Vasectomy, which I think is a $20 copay on a vasectomy. Yeah. That's going to save you a lot of money, man.
Which got to the point where I told Brock that when you do get it done, your balls, they smoke while they do it.
Let's see if this person has an answer for us. There you go. WIRX, hello.
Hey, I had my nuts cut, and I saw it firsthand.
All right, and did it smoke?
Oh, yeah.
What? Oh, yeah. You're full of it. Oh. You're lying. I don't believe it.
$20. I sat up in the bed and watched. The doctor asked me, he goes, why do you want to watch? And I said, well, I want to make sure you're cutting the right things. So I sit there. He gives you a little shot, numbs everything, little tiny slice, and then all of a sudden he fishes out this little tiny white hose. He clamps both sides, snips it, melts each end, and that's where the smoke comes from. It actually smelled like burning broccoli. It was nasty.
I told you.
Damn it. All right.
It smokes.
All right.
Then they clamp it, and then they sew the two ends to the opposite ends of your sack so that they never, ever touch each other or possibly grow back to each other again.
Oh, for God's sakes.
You see, then you go out and have it.
How hardy are your testicles, sir?
I was out of there.
That's amazing. All right. I'll give Hunter the $20.
Yeah,
damn it.
All right. Hunter, you owe me $10.
All right. I will. Thanks, man.
Thanks, buddy.
Yep. Too busy winning.
I hope you go get a vasectomy and they cut your balls right off.
I bet it'll smoke.
It will smoke. Good. Hope it catches on fire. Damn it. You know, I'm not wrong a lot.
Too busy winning.
This is WTF of the Day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
And you know what? I hope it's the last $20 you have.
It's it. I'm broke. I'm broke, bitch. Okay, WTF, we've done a lot of crazy stories.
Yeah.
I really do think this one is the craziest one I've read.
I'm interested.
It is nuts. Okay, there's a New Mexico actor named Todd Leturet, and he's forged a small but respectable career in acting despite losing his right arm in the service of our country almost 20 years ago.
Wow.
So he's a wounded vet.
Yeah.
He appeared in the Toby Keith movie, Beer for My Horses, the George Clooney war movie, The Men Who Stare at Goats, an episode of Longmire, Better Call Saul. There's just one problem. There's one problem with this, Hunter. He is not a wounded veteran.
Oh, no.
Now, you may say, Brock, how is that possible?
Oh, wait. He's faking it.
Dude, he's bipolar. He cut off his own arm.
No.
He's been lying about it to get work. The guy... went all 127 hours on himself, cut off his own arm at the elbow, and then made up a story.
And he's getting work. Oh, my God.
Now he's finally fessing up. He told an Albuquerque TV station, quote, I severed my hand with a skill saw during a psychotic episode. He knows he's killing his career. He doesn't care. He just wants to do the right thing and also help others who are struggling with mental illness. He said, quote, the power is in your hands to take the medication in the morning or at night.
No pun intended.
Not hands, power in your hand. God. I want to be hard on this guy for doing that, but I guess he is fessing up.
Yeah, but still, I mean.
In mental illness, I'm not making light of mental illness, but you cut off your own arm?
There's got to be some repercussions, man, even if you do come out and admit it.
That's crazy.
It's nuts.
You cut off your own arm.
That's a feat in itself.
Holy Lord.
Even the guy from the movie went to 127 hours. You know, like the guy who actually had to cut his arm off said, dude, it's not easy.
He did that with a pocket knife.
With a pocket knife.
Whoa.
He said the cracking and the popping and the cutting and the...
I know people want to be famous, but I don't think you need to go this far.
I do.
Crazy, bro.
Why do you have to use the military thing, though, man? That's terrible.
Well, I guess you're not going to get as many callbacks. You say, oh, yeah, I just cut my arm off. Yeah. You can use it for whatever you want.
What did he do with the arm?
Talk about it's method acting.
All right.
That is method acting. Yeah, I don't know if he still has the arm or not, the other half. I don't think they can re-sew it, even if it's still on ice.
Give this guy a hand, would you?